With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we often hear that so-and-so is a real glass-half-empty kind of person or a total egghead, but we do seem to be living in a time that tells us to celebrate being optimistic about absolutely everything, no matter what. But I came across a phrase recently that really just drew my attention in, and that phrase is positive pessimism. I know, it sounds like a total contradiction, but in an effort to find out more about it, I've asked chartered counselling psychologist Leslie Shoemaker to join me and fill me in on everything that's going on. Leslie, you're very welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing today?
I am doing really well.
Oh, great.
I want the sunshine back though.
I know. I know. We had the summer yesterday, so you know, we'll take our blessings. See, am I being too positive now? Is this exactly what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about this. It's positive pessimism.
Okay. It's a really funny term though. Like it sounds like it totally contradicts itself. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
It does contradict itself. You know, let's look at pessimists.
Before you go any further now, I'm actually just going to pull the mic. There we go.
Thank you.
Just so everybody can hear you properly. Now,
thank you. Pessimists are the doom and gloom. They look at everything and just say it's awful. They expect the worst. Optimists are, you know, hey, this is pretty good. You know, we're going to get a nice summer. We had a bad one last year, but we're going to do okay this year. Yeah. It'll be lovely. Positive pessimism takes elements of both and brings them together. So the positive pessimist is the person who says, you know what? I'm going to throw a barbecue this year. If the weather's bad, I'm just going to order a tent that we can all stand under and we can cook under and that kind of thing. So it's sort of like, yeah, I'm accepting we may not quite get the weather I'm looking for, but I'm still going to do the barbecue and we're going to have a great night.
Okay, that is a perfect way to describe it because it kind of means that you're not going to be devastated if things don't work out the way that you're hoping they would if you were being too optimistic about it. But then also if you're being too pessimistic about it, you'd be like, see, I told you it's ruined. We can't do it. Is this where we're at?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I had a friend who did that last year. He does an annual barbecue. It's his thing. And it was a great night. And he just hired tents.
Stunning.
And it was fantastic. And we're all standing there under the tents. And, you know, it was great because we could still go outside. We weren't all in the house, which kind of, you know, was not the point of a barbecue. And everybody, but people came. Instead of everybody sitting at home going, oh, it's raining, I'm not going. We all rocked up. We all, you know, he had his keg of beer, lots of wine, lots of food. And it was just a really nice night. And he said it was the first time he's ever had to do it. And he was just kind of like, oh, what am I going to do?
You know, what's happening?
It was our lovely July of last year.
Oh,
where it rained like 20 some days in a row. And he just refused to be defeated. And I really like that.
I love it. Okay. But is, okay. So he was quite positive about that situation, right? But is being positive about a certain situation the same as being optimistic or is there a difference?
Okay. Subtle difference. Goodness. We are going to split
hairs. We are going to ride into it today.
Look. There's the problem with being positive. I go bananas when I hear we need to have positive thinking. That drives me a bugbear. One way you want to wind me up, definitely say that. So what we're communicating by accident is we're going to ignore all the difficult stuff. We're just going to pretend everything is wonderful no matter what. And actually, when you take it to an extreme, it's called toxic positivity.
Yeah.
And that's where we get into trouble. And so you know, if we had a spectrum here, pessimists are over here on the exact right side and toxic positivity is on the left side. And in between, we've got all these other things. So, you know, a positive pessimist is right bang in the middle.
Okay.
For me, because they have that balance. The optimist is like, yeah, something might go wrong. But the positive pessimist is saying it might rain or I might not be able to get my favorite keg of beer or whatever it is and make some plans around it. They don't give up their goals. They might adjust their goals. And then we've got the defensive pessimists. As I said, we're going to split hairs. But the defensive pessimist is somebody who sets their goals really low. But because they're really anxious and they're worried about things like a job interview, great one. Or me coming out here today, you know, getting myself across the city, you know, making all my plans and trying to plan my times. I got here really early because I forgot the schools were out. So much for my planning. But the job interview is like, look, I know I'm not going to get hired, but I want to make sure I get there early. I'm going to do my prep. And if I get hired, it's kind of a bonus, but really, I don't think I'm going to get hired. So they set the goals low so that if they are disappointed, it's not devastating. And if something positive happens, hey, isn't that a bonus?
Okay, so it's a nice little like cherry on top. I feel like we're in like the new Inside Out movie or something, because we're really covering all of the different emotions here. But okay, so talking about, like, let's say that defensive, pessimistic person who is on the way to the job interview, and if they're in a bad mood, is forcing yourself to be positive and be in a good mood, is that just fooling yourself, or is that a good idea?
You know what? Here's the thing. Let's look at society. You have a headache? Take a tablet. Mm-hmm. Had a bad day? Book a holiday. Society keeps telling us we have to be happy, happy, happy. No, we don't. There's lots of feelings that we have which are normal, natural. You know, we all have bad moods.
Yeah.
Normal. Really, really normal. And it's just about embrace it. You know, a bad mood is just that road sign, you know, with your thoughts and your feelings saying, hey, you're having a bad day. Be nice to yourself. Have some self-compassion. You know, treat yourself to an ice cream or phone a friend. Have a chat, you know, about what's going on. Look at what the triggers are. If they're things that you can manage, go for it. But embrace it, because if we go for this toxic positivity, everything's wonderful, everything's going to be great.
Just pushing it down.
We're pushing it down. We're ignoring it. And here's the problem. Our feelings are boomerangs. Mm-hmm. And if you keep throwing that boomerang away, that's what pushing the feelings down. So just pushing away, pretending they're not here. No, I'm all fine. It comes back and eventually hits you in the head repeatedly until you finally go, okay, I'm going to finally accept this.
I'm going to move on with this.
I'm going to move on. And, you know, the key thing about acceptance, that's what positive pessimists are. It's about acceptance. Acceptance, and again, there's a myth. If I accept something, I have to like it. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Acceptance is just, hey, this is where things are. Let's see what I can do about it.
It's out of my control, but it's not really affecting, you know, things in the grand scheme, if you look at it that way. I love nothing more than a good cry on the couch while I'm watching something. I'm like, let it all out. And then afterwards, I feel great. So I might just be horrible for a minute, but I'm like, no, I feel fantastic now. One of my friends very recently had a job interview. It didn't go the way that she wanted it to go. It went in a different direction. So she still had another job lined up. And I remember saying to her at the time, like, look, it's fine. You know, you still got this. And she just stopped me in my tracks and went, can you just let me wallow just for a couple of days? And I was like, oh yeah. She was just mourning the loss of what
Absolutely.
Could have been to move on to something else. And that was the click for me as well, where I went, well, that's very healthy to do.
Absolutely. But again, because we feel inadequate, because we are worried about not being helpful mm-hmm. and feeling helpless, what we do is we push away people's feelings and thoughts. And say, oh, no,
grand.
You'll be fine.
I'll be grand. Grand.
I had an American friend who lived here for a number of years, and that was her pet peeve. It isn't going to be grand. And I confess, every year I find birthday cards for her with it'll be grand somewhere on it. And I keep posting them to her.
Leslie, you are such a trickster. That is so fun. Oh my God, I love it. Okay, but coming back to the negative emotions for a minute. Like, does being pessimistic, does it serve any useful purpose at all? Or, like, I don't think it needs to be banished from your life.
No. Look, let me tell you. I mean, last July, I was pretty pessimistic. I mean, it was like, what do we have? Has Ireland developed monsoon season?
We were out filming for Ireland's With His Family at the time. And like that, it was just wall to wall rain all day. And I kind of was like, well, at least I'm not doing stuff in that. So I'm coming out the better end of this. But it was horrible.
It was horrible. So are there times we're going to be pessimistic? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go with it. As long as it doesn't become the dominant way that you look at life, you know?
Yeah.
And mind yourself. Look at the mindset you have. Is there balance? And you know, the word balance means there's wiggle room. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the word. Whereas when we're doing toxic positivity or we're doing absolute pessimism, you're locked into a very black and white world. And what saddens me in those moments, you're missing out on the richness of life and all the feelings and thoughts that pop up and all the experiences that come with that and the learnings, huge learnings, you know, lots of mistakes not to make again.
Yeah. And also I can imagine that someone who's listening right now has been on either end of that spectrum. It's exhausting, no matter what side you're sitting on. If you're being very toxically positive and trying to get yourself through it, like, your body can't handle that. And the same way it can't handle being negative either. Like, you're going to be absolutely exhausted. But I did read an article that says we should all aim to assume that things won't turn out well. I think that may be a little bit extreme Is it?
I think it's a bit extreme, and I'm going to choose to look at it as they're in
as a positive pessimist.
Yeah, they're kind of in the realm of positive pessimist, a little bit on the, you know, pessimistic side. But I you know, Bernard Shaw has this great one. He says both optimists and pessimists contribute to society. The optimist invents the aeroplane, the pessimist the parachute.
So many iterations going on there. Okay, so we're kind of all right with this then. Look, all of our conversations wouldn't be complete if we didn't somehow talk about how this all feeds into our relationship with social media now, would it?
No, and I think it's important to acknowledge, you know, again, I call the influencers who are really happy and everything's wonderful and everything's going to be fantastic and just follow my instructions and you're going to be brilliant, the happy clappy crowd.
Yeah, okay, fair.
And, you know, that's unrealistic. And I think what's so important to remember about social media is that people are showing you the best sides of themselves.
Always. I always think that social media is kind of like walking into your office. You don't really walk into your office in the worst mood ever. You're going to put on a front.
That is a great analogy. I love that way of looking at it. Yeah. That's it.
So that's somebody else walking into their office or going online. Because there's nothing worse than going online and seeing a moan. You know, you're going to flick through it straight away. Nobody actually wants to see that. It's not where you're supposed to vent it.
No, and I mean, I remember being at a really nice restaurant and there was an influencer there taking photos of her food. And it was just, everything was so contrived. Mm. And what my friend and I commented on, her poor partner was sitting there looking really bored. And to be honest, they didn't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you're not even in the moment. You're not enjoying the food. You're not enjoying the conversation. You're not enjoying the really cool atmosphere that we were having a blast, people watching and just having some wine and just really good old chin wag, catch up with each other. And I felt bad for both of them for different reasons.
Yeah,
and I
know.
Was thinking, that's a tough relationship to be in if you're not even communicating over dinner.
I just always hope, though, when I see situations like that happening, that that is a job in that moment and that content has to be done and it has to be shot. And you're kind of hoping that every single dinner isn't like that. But then again, maybe again, that is my toxic positivity coming out the other end of it.
We kept watching.
But it's like a little movie as well. You can help yourself. We just got a message in here talking about a defensive pessimist. So if you are a defensive pessimist, are you in danger of not achieving your goals? Because if you think you're never going to get the job, will you fail because you don't have any faith in yourself? That's actually very interesting.
Well, you know what I like about the defensive pessimists? They're not running away from their goals.
Okay, fair.
I love that.
They're still going.
They're still going.
They're just keeping the bar.
They're just keeping the bar low. They're still planning because they're feeling a lot, you know, there's a lot of what ifs in their world. What if what if the taxi to the interview breaks down? What if it rains and I don't have my umbrella? What if I forgot my sunglasses and I'm blinded on the way in? You know, whatever. It's amazing the what ifs that the brain can conjure up. And so for that person, they're still going towards their goal. I love that. They're making lots of plans. And ironically enough, it's probably because they're making lots of plans, they're actually going to be successful. But they don't see that link. It's sort of like, Okay. Ooh, this is a bonus. I got the job. Isn't this nice? Instead of going, wow, they liked me.
Okay, fair. All right. Finally, Leslie, we have to assume that a lot of people listening tend to lean into being pessimistic too much. So if you were to give just a line of advice for them to see life a little bit differently, what would that be?
Start asking yourself, what would the glass half full look like?
Okay. As opposed to the glass half empty.
Yes.
That is, you did it in one line. Fair play. I really threw that at you. Leslie, thank you so much for that. You have definitely given us plenty of food for thought there. And I can't wait to see you again shortly. That was chartered counselling psychologist Leslie Shoemaker.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.